through the layers of development of women's voices, women started out looking, you know, from what we would call a feminist liberationist perspective, from the marginal, those marginal spaces, those marginal voices, whose voices are not being heard. How do we go back in and look for where they are present in our sacred texts? So yes, it started out with the poor. It started out with women. And then suddenly we became aware that it was also our earth that was being neglected. And we have been always been channeled to listen to particularly the indigenous world who were crying out, telling us what we have been doing to the earth from our neoliberal world of developing both the Industrial Revolution and whatever. So we have many eco-feminist theologians, people like Elizabeth Johnson, a biblical scholar like Elaine Wainwright, Nellie McLaughlin from my own congregation, and many, many more. There are many people developing this thinking and have been part of the bringing of the church. There's lots of movements out there which build our voices in solidarity to find that the layers of marginal voices, the layers of those who haven't been listened to, like the women in the Synod of the Amazon, who were part and parcel of that discourse. And one of the tragedies was that the Synod of the Amazon, when the image of a woman was being displayed as part of a ritual, because, you know, the synod took place in Rome and there were spaces where rituals were taking place to ritual spaces to bring an awareness of the importance of earth. And one of them was the image of an Amazonian woman. And that image was stolen by a number of men who entered into the church where it was being displayed and thrown into the Tiber River. The next day, Pope Francis, well, the police went and recovered that image. And Pope Francis addressed that in the Synod about how our images, if we have our image of Our Lady of Knock, we think that's a beautiful image, or the image of Our Lady of Lourdes. Now, the Amazonian people weren't saying this is Our Lady, but they were saying these are images that bring us closer to God. Mm. But often when it's female expression of what brings us closer to God and care of the earth suddenly becomes pagan, not appropriate, when all of the earth, all that God made was beautiful, and all that God made was good. All of it, all of it, all of it teaches us about how we have to become closer to being working together to build a more equal and just world. Not one over the other, not one dominant voice over the other, but that myriad of diversity of voices of our earth crying out today as it burns in Australia, as there is extreme snow in Newfoundland, as there is flooding, or as our farmers notice in Ireland, the depletion of wildlife, the depletion of birds coming here, the depletion of clean water, the depletion of good food or food security. We're being called all the time back to listen to those voices, those diverse voices from those marginal spaces that bring us into a sacred space.
And you yourself worked in Peru, so, I mean, did you feel any link with that in the sense that you had been working with women on the margins and indigenous women? And so you were probably hearing their voices. So to see that idea, I guess, being treated so dismissively, you know, did that have any effect on you, or did that make you feel anything for the women that you had worked with?
Of course, like, I've always been alongside, particularly for women who were involved in the mining and the destruction of mining in Peru at the time I lived there. And, you know, the dismissiveness of women's voices and women who have been killed as human rights defenders of our earth. They have been women across the world who have been constantly demised, and, you know, by these transnational companies. You have Berta Cáceres, who was murdered for standing up against the dam, protecting the right for water and clean water in her country. We have in Peru constant voices of women who have been constantly trying to bring awareness, and that's why the Amazon Synod was crucial. The Amazon Synod is new pathways for the church and integral ecology. It's not just new pathways for the Amazon. It's new pathways for the church, and that's what Pope Francis is struggling to try and bring an awareness to all of us. After writing Laudato Si, which was the first, encyclical written by any pope in the Catholic Church world to bring awareness. Then he had the Amazonian Synod, where women were present in the discussion, but as I said, not able to vote, not able to be, you know, full right members in that, but yes, contributed to all of the discussions in the working document and in writing up of the final document. And we still are waiting for Pope Francis. Hopefully it'll be published very soon. But that is trying to tell us, unless we really listen, unless we really, really care to hear the voices, particularly of these women and indeed men, who together are trying to tell us our patriarchal, hierarchical world is not valid any longer. We have to look for ways in which we care equally for each other. We care for our common home. The gift of love is given for all of us to share it equally. There are enough resources for everybody. We have to do it differently. And they are knocking on that door for a very long time, telling us. I had the privilege of seeing it firsthand in Peru, but that only makes me all the more convinced that my voice has to be stronger, because it's we in the West that have to change. Mm-hmm. It's we that have to listen. They've been shouting for centuries. Like, Greta Thunberg has been one voice, and Europe loves it because she is a white European woman. Many of the indigenous women, black, yellow, brown, you name it, have been giving that voice for a very long time. But people have constantly refused to listen to them. I'm not sure they're listening equally to Greta, but it saddens me that it's not that symphony of voices that we are listening to. It becomes one voice because it suits our culture, rather than the diversity of voices of women that have constantly been showing us and telling us from their indigenous wisdom, as well as their different faiths, as well as within our own faith tradition. Because that's the other call. We have to work with other faith groups. We have to work with indigenous people who have practices that we can learn from. And we are all together building God's reign. And God is bigger than any one theology, than any one religious group. That's who we serve. And that's our voice in the world today, is how can we build it for good with each other, so that our world, that we can save our planet, because if we don't, there's no point talking about anything else.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned neoliberalism and, you know, Laudato Si, and, you know, Pope Francis did take issue with more than just ecology. It was it was a sort of, as you say, it was a caring for each other. It was living in community. It was being aware of people on the margins. It was being aware of those suffering, including the earth. You know, so there is a crying out for a new theology, a new way of being within the church.
Yes, but the theologies are there. The theologies are there, you know, and I mean, they're constantly evolving, because God is, you know, the word of God is alive and active. And as it says in Hebrews, it cuts like a double-edged sword. So it is a critical response. God is not static. The word of God is not static. And we have the giftedness of these theologies. They're there. I told you before, they're being published in the Women's Biblical Commentary series. We have great writers that have written all of this stuff. It is there. We have documents from our church that support that. But unless we put it into practice, and every single person has to put it into practice, it's not just the hierarchical church, because we are the church. I am the church. So unless I live it, and I try to teach it, I try to make it known, I try to write about these things, other people does their bit, we together can make it happen. Yes, you can sometimes be silent or marginalised for what you say, but you know, Jesus didn't have it easy. Jesus wasn't popular. The message is not always popular to a dominant force. But all it takes is a mustard seed. All it takes is these voices that we have to make it grow. We are lucky that Pope Francis believes in this. He believes very much about the issues of refugees. He's struggling to write this final part of the document for the Amazon Synod, where maybe new roles of women will be announced. But the other critical issues which are part of that synodal document are about, we have to change. We have to relearn. We have to re-understand and undertake our place in the world so that we care for our common home. It is our common home, and he has made that very clear. All of our roles in that whether they'll be new within the ecclesiastical domain or not will not change our world unless we really take it seriously that we have to do something different to preserve our common home.